This episode is brought to you by Amicus Search and Recruitment. If you're seeking a new role in accounting, finance, or tax in Ireland, Amicus can help. They've been building careers for over 10 years and are a great supporter of this podcast. You can find out more at amicus.ie and find your next finance role today.
The subject of today's podcast is another yet very examinable area, and it is when shares are being disposed of. And currently, at time of recording, we're in the middle of April 2025 and the markets have taken such a tumble. So let's look at the tax implications of offloading shares, whether it is by an individual or whether it is by a company. So shares, when we sell shares, it's very important to figure out who it is that is selling the shares. Is it a person or is it a company? And the examiner has time and time again said it's super important for the student to figure out who it is that's selling the shares. Now, so let's say you've read the case study and you have ascertained that it is the shareholder that is selling shares in a company. The next point of call would be, well, are these shares quoted shares or are they unquoted shares? Now, quoted shares are much easier to deal with because quoted shares don't qualify for any of our gorgeous tax reliefs that we need to know for advanced tax. So go straight ahead and charge CGT. How will you spot that they're quoted? Well, it might say that they're quoted shares, or they might have the letters PLC after the name of the company. So no reliefs available for quoted shares. If they are unquoted shares, well, then the taxpayer who's disposing of the shares has a potential CGT liability. And if they have a potential CGT liability, well, then that opens up the area of reliefs. And the two main reliefs are entrepreneur relief and, of course, retirement relief. As I've said in a different podcast, the entrepreneur relief, if you qualify for it, it is mandatory. You cannot pick and choose and say, oh, do you know what? I don't need the entrepreneur relief. I'll just claim the retirement relief. In other words, you have to waste your lifetime limit of entrepreneur relief. Now, with these two reliefs, they have conditions, and you need to know your conditions very well before you go into the exam. But one thing I would point out to you is that the conditions for offloading shares is slightly different for when you offload assets in a sole trade business. And be very careful about that. Now, we're talking about shares, but just a very just quick mention of something the examiner has said before, and that is, if you are advising somebody in the disposal of a sole trade business, why are you talking about shares? Like, for example, an entrepreneur relief, you have to have at least 5% of the shares. For retirement relief, you have to have at least 25% of the shares. And that is super relevant when the shareholder is offloading shares. But if they are offloading assets in a sole trade business, what is the relevance of that? Just something to point out there. So that was the shareholder, nice and quick, whether they are going to offload quoted shares, no reliefs, they'll have a CGT liability, of course, or whether they're offloading unquoted shares, and if they are, CGT liability, however, they may qualify for entrepreneur relief and or retirement relief. Now, what about a company? And as I say, you must be very careful in ascertaining and establishing in the case study who is offloading the shares. If it is a company absolutely will have a corporation tax liability on the chargeable gain. So as you know, companies generally don't have a CGT liability. They pay corporation tax on their chargeable gains, generally speaking. If the company qualifies, though, for a fantastic relief called the holding company exemption, well, then they do not pay any corporation tax on the chargeable gain. This is one of my favourite reliefs, and I'm going to read out to you the conditions. It is absolutely fantastic. What it gives a company, potentially the company pays no corporation tax on the disposal of shares in another company. Now, they have to have at least 5% of the shares in that company, and they must have owned those shares for 12 months in the last 2 years. The company that they have shares in that they're wanting to offload, they must be in a country that we have a double taxation agreement with. And as I've said in other podcasts, very often you mightn't be told whether there is a double taxation agreement or not with that country, but it's safe to assume what countries we don't have double taxation agreements with, and that would be countries that are maybe war-torn or where there's dodgy government. And I'm not going to make the obvious joke about America. We do have a double taxation agreement there, as it happens. Also, the company that we're offloading must be wholly or mainly a trading company. And their shares in that company that you're offloading, they mustn't derive their greater value from land and buildings. That condition comes up quite a bit in a lot of the reliefs. The shares do not derive the greater value from land and buildings. Now, if the company qualifies for the holding company exemption, well, then there is no corporation tax. I just mention that coupled with something else. Sometimes we have a shareholder. Jack is a shareholder. Jack owns the shares in ABC Limited. ABC Limited owns shares in another company, X, Y, and Z Limited. The shares in X, Y, Z Limited are being disposed of. And we have to try and figure out, okay, who owns the shares in X, Y, and Z? It's not Jack. It's ABC Limited. So therefore, the holding company exemption may apply. Oftentimes, when a company is selling shares in another company, the examiner likes to examine both the holding company exemption and a clawback of a very special relief when you are in a group structure. So if they are in a capital group, you can transfer assets from one company to another within the capital group, and it doesn't trigger a chargeable gain. That is the beauty of it. However, if the company that has had the asset, oftentimes it'll be a building, and let's say the company that had the building transferred to it leaves the capital group within 10 years, well, then there's a clawback. Now, what do I mean by leaving the group? In other words, the shares are being sold. So the company A is selling the shares in company B. So the first thing you'll think about is, holding company exemption, they're selling shares. Does that apply? And then you will think about this clawback. So very often, the company that has been sold will be leaving the group with a building that was transferred to it. And when it was transferred to it, there was no tax paid because they were in a capital group. And revenue will now say, well, hold on a minute now, we'd like that at this stage. And that is a clawback. So check, has an asset been transferred in the last 10 years? And if it has, well, then a corporation tax liability is due. And how do we calculate that? That will be the corporation tax liability that should have been paid at the date of the last transfer. And the date of the last transfer would have been, you know, the market value as at that date of the transfer, less the original cost to the group. So whoever was the first group member to bring it into the group, that will be the original cost. And you take on that date of acquisition as well. So just to summarize there, if a company is selling shares, check first, holding company exemption. Check two, is there a clawback because they are leaving the group with an asset that was transferred within the last 10 years? And they go super well together.
Are you taking the ACCA exams this year? Struggling to memorize all the tax conditions you need? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Head to paulaburn.ie and you'll find Tax Conditions, the spoken word. High-quality audio recordings of all tax conditions required for the exams, so you can revise whenever you're on a walk, doing the laundry, wherever you happen to be, and no screen required. For only €20, You'll get access to all conditions categories required for the 2025 exam cohort, and for every purchase made, Paula makes a donation to Tree Nation on your behalf. Check the link in the show notes or head to paulaburn.ie today to grab your copy of Tax Conditions, The Spoken Word, and supercharge your revision today.